The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumad Avot. The Gemara on Amud Beis, on our Dav, has a discussion, Tumah Hutru B'tzibah, Tumah Tchuy B'tzibah. These are inyanim that have been discussed extensively, Bez Hashem and Pesachim. We'll just gather over a few points, we'll be mechadish a few new points. Tumah Hutru B'tzibah, Tchuy B'tzibah. What's the discussion? The Gemara by us discusses that there's two levels of understanding when the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash could be performed by a Tomei, which is normally possible, but when Klal Yisrael, when there's a question whether what happens if the Kahanim are Tomei and the Yidin, the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Yisraelim, are Tohor, does that have a din that the Tzibur is Tomei to be Mater Avodah B'Tumah, being that the Kahanim were the ones that have to do the Avodah Tomei, or you need Tumah in the Tzibur, that would be the only way that that the Torah would be Mater doing the Avodah even betum. And the Gemara says that if Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, in order to be Machshir Avodah that's done betumah, we don't need Ritzu Tzitz. Concept that's discussed now is the Sugya of Ritzu Tzitz. When the Kohen Gadol wears the Tzitz, could be even Shalai B'Shas Levisho, sorry, but when the Kohen wears the Tzitz, that's Mechaper Al Avoyin Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. That somehow there's a connection, discussed with Simsachim, there's a connection between the mental Kohen Gadol, the mental faculty of the Kohen Gadol carrying on his forehead the Kodesh Lashem, which is Lufnei Einov, that and the concept of Tumah, which destroys the ability of the Avodah to be done in a way, which is Lerotzen Lufnei Hashem, there's a Ritzui, there's some type of process that allows the Ritzui of the Kabbonis even in a massive of Tumah, Aide Ritzui Tzitz, Aide the Kohen Gadol wearing the Tzitz. If Tumah Hutru B'tzibur is the pshat, that there is no problem of Tumah B'chlal, there's no problem with Tumah, we don't need the Ritzui Tzitz to cover up, to be Makshur V'avoida. If Tumah is Tchuyah B'tzibur, if Tumah, the pshat is that it's being done B'tumah, it's a second rate Avoida, but despite the fact that it's a separate rate Avoida, since there's no choice, it's accepted, even though it shouldn't be done. So there we need, Klal Yisrael needs, the Kabbonis need an extra darg of Ritzui Tzitz only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz in order to be Mechaper to allow that Avodah to be Rotzen Lefnei Hashem. That's the essential Chakir of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. The Welt wants to know, the Kasha that all the Achroinim discuss in Shabbos, in the Sugya of Mai Chanukah, the second Perek of Shabbos, in Perek by Mehmed Likin. Why did the Chashmonaim, we know the story of Chanukah happened, they looked for the oil, because they only had one day's worth of oil to light. They looked for oil, found that they found one pach shemen, it was only worth for one day, and to prepare new oil took 8 days, all the rest of the pach shemen were nitma, al yedei vi yevonim, al yedei the misyavnim, and then the shemen lit, was nidlak, and it burnt for 8 days until it could prepare new oil. The question is, if they had just come from the Muhammad and they were all in a state of Tumas Mes, and Muhammad certainly brings on Tumas Mes, so then they were in a state of Tumah B'tzibah. If they were in a state of Tumah B'tzibah, they could be Makrif. So what's the big deal? They could be Soyrif, they could be Madlik, even Shemen, which is Tameh, Tumah Hutru B'tzibah. And if Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibah, so then you could say they didn't want to rely on a second-rate Tchuyah. But if Tumah Hutru B'tzibah, what's the problem? One of the rayas, that one has said that Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibah. And the Prichodosh, in our Chaim Tofrei Shain, in Hilchus Chanukah, the answers that discuss this Kasha are arranged from Makshava to Musar. Chanukah was the Hizchatshus of Klai Yisrael, Tzarech Baal Peh. It has to be with the rain kites, with the Tahara, you can't rely on a second-rate. Those are terutzim. Terutzim al derech hakodesh, which are probably emes. The Prichodosh in Erechaim Tofreshayim says something api alocha. He says that the only tumah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the only tumah which is hutra is only tumah which comes from the outside. Tumas mes, tumas sheretz, tumah hayoytze migufoy, tumah l'moshel of a zov, tumah of a nida, tumah of a zov, that does not have a din of Tumah Hutru, Tumah Tchuyah. That's Tumah that's shaykh to the person. The only Tumah that's imposed on the people, on Klai Yisrael, on Kehanim, from the outside, is the Rebbeinu Shlom say that when that tumah is imposed from the outside, there is, on Tzibur, that tumah does not destroy the ability to bring Karbanos to Hashem. But anyway, it's tumah from within, there's no power that could save the people who are bringing the carbon from passing the carbon. The carbon is possible. It's tumah hayoytze migufay. So, what the Prichadish says is that those that were mitamim and siyavnim, were not only were they tmei sheretz and tmei meis, but they were not medakim on any halacha. So the misyavnim that touched the tachei shemen were mitamim with tumah yoytze migufay. Otherwise, not tumah yoytze migufay in terms of zov itself, but what's called maga zov. It's the pach shemen became tomei b'maga b'maga b'masa b'hesed shel zov. Fregen the Achronim ask on the Prichodosh that the whole reason why a Zov and a Balkeri don't have Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchui B'Tzibur is only because it's Yoytze Migufay. Maga Zov is not Yoytze Migufay. Maga Zov is something that was touched. The Shemen wasn't Tumah because the Shemen is a Zov. The Shemen was touched by a Zov. That's Maga Zov. Is that Tumah that's Mibifnim, that's Yoytze Migufay? Or that Tumah that's imposed from the outside? The Teretz is obvious. That Maga Zov is a second level of Tumah Zov. Meaning to say, a Zov could be Metamis, a Zov could be Metamai Kli. The Kli can thereafter touch an Eichel, it can touch Truma. Even though it's three Dargis later, but all that Tumah is a Toitzah of Tumah Yoytze Migufay. It also has a din of Tumah Yoytze Migufay. The Choymer of Tumah Yoytze Migufay, that's Tumah Mibifnim, is true, even when it's only the Maga of a Zov. So that's, for that, Teretz. That's the Teretz of the Prichodosh, that the Shemen was Nitma Yedin Misyabna, who was Zovim, therefore it's Tumah Yetzim Gufay, there's no din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Memela Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchui B'Tzibur, therefore they had to, they needed a nest, or they had to wait for 8 days, which is what necessitated the nest. As far as the din tchuya, the din hutra, just to bring out, what's the difference in, is one second rate and one is first rate avoida. To bring out a point, the Gemara on Shabbos that talks about whether the Korban Pesach could be brought on Shabbos, and there was a discussion back and forth of Bnei Beseira. They looked for a makar until Hillel Azokim came from Bavel and he taught them the halacha. And the Meiri wants to know, the kasha is discussed by many Mefarshim. Is it possible? It's not that uncommon that Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. Is it possible that they forgot the halacha? It's halacha that was practiced by millions of people to bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Did they forget the halacha and that's why they had to look for a makor? The Meiri says something interesting. He says that of course they knew that the Korban Pesach was brought, but they didn't know if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. What's the difference? Why do they have to clarify? Why do they have to get involved in a whole debate? He says that if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tchuya or Hutra Legabe Korban being brought on Shabbos, of course they knew that Korban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. They didn't know if it's Doiche Shabbos or it's Matir Shabbos. Meaning, the Miri says, if it is a Heter Gomer to bring a Korban on Shabbos, so then you could bring every single person, if you wanted to bring, theoretically, if you wanted to bring a million Korbanos, you could bring a million Korbanos. It's not Chilul Shabbos. If Tchuyo, then one is Mechuyiv to find the least possible Chilul Shabbos to be over. One would be mechuyev l'moshul to be mitzamtzim the amount of carbonus that would be brought. Everybody would have to take a tighter squeeze, eat less meat, fill up on something else, and eat less meat from the carbon pesach in order to facilitate less carbonus being brought. If Shabbos is hutra, if the carbon pesach is lechatchil, it's not chil Shabbos at all. So kizudayit, you can bring enough as much as anybody wants. You don't need to pack on 50 people that everybody should get a kizayis, but you could put on 10 people on the 20 people that would finish a seh, a kevis, in one night. So what the Miri is saying is that the machloikis of tchuyo and hutra is whether it's considered an act of chil Shabbos, just its mutter, it's doiche Shabbos, there's no choice, or hutra b'Shabbos, there is no chil Shabbos. We paskin that the dinim that could be done on Shabbos, milo, karbonis, all these things are hutra, it's not chil Shabbos at all. What's strange is that the Ramah in Yeridei and Hilchis Mila, the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Ramah's Mefakik on the Mechaber, says that two Moyalim should not do together a Mila on Shabbos, comes up very often where there's a father who's an amateur male, not a real male, but he wants to do the mitzvah of mauling his own son. So what they do is they have the male start, they have the male put on a clamp and set it up professionally, and then the father, if his hand is steady enough, could do the mila even without being an expert male. Two male and doing a maisa of chilul Shabbos. The Mechaber says that it shouldn't be done by two ma'ilim. They understand that the reason is because Mila is not hutra. It is a ma'is of Chil Shabbos. It's an act of Chil Shabbos that's permitted by the Torah on Shabbos. So why should two people do it? One person, you should minimize Chil Shabbos. That sounds mamish what the Miri is saying. The problem is that the Gemara, the same Gemara that talks about Kabbonis being brought on Shabbos, that's hutra, seems to say also that Mila is hutra b'Shabbos. It's a question that they all ask. Taz talks about it, the Goyin talks about it over there. What it would seem that the answer would have to be that ad kama that a maisa milah was done, that maisa milah would be lechatchila. It's not chilul Shabbos. The maisa milah is a mitzvah. It's supposed to be. It has to be done on Shabbos. It's a chiyum gomer to mal a child. There's no frumkeit not to mal a child on the eighth day. It has to be done. If Shabbos, if he was born on Shabbos, you have to mal him on Shabbos. But that's only ad kama that a maisa milah was done. If two moilim team up to do a mila together, true, the child is gemal, but each one is not doing a full maisa mila. Each one is not yoitza, a full maisa mila, in which case, if each one didn't do a full maisa mila, neither one has that what he did is a maisa that's mutter and Shabbos. It has to be done. So on that level, it's tchuyah. Hutru would mean, to be miyash with this shita in the mechaber, hutru would mean that when you do a maisa of mitzvahs mila, when you do a complete maisa mila, it's heter gomer. Why? Because that's a mitzvah. I can't. That's what the Torah wants you to do. It's not like a chodesh yesh b'sakono where there's a tzolah called that tzolah member has to go. The Torah doesn't want the person to have to be saved on Shabbos. You do it because mutav shechal shabbos agav, like the Gemara says, va'al yechal shabbos is habi. But it's not desire, it's not what we want. But the Torah said to bring Kabbalahs. The Torah said to mal a child on Shabbos. It's not something that's b'dieved in order to save a life, in order that the Karban should be able to be brought. That's the Zman of the Karban. That's the gather of things that are hutra on Shabbos, is because kach mitzvah, that's what's supposed to be done. That mitzvah, that's what the Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos is mechayiv maling the child. It's mechayiv bringing that korban, which is unique to Shabbos. The korban that's supposed to be brought on Shabbos, the Shabbos itself is mechayiv bringing the korban. That's why it's hutra. Mashenken, if each mail didn't do a full maisa mila, so you're right that the mila has to be done because the child has to be mauled on the eighth day, which happens to be Shabbos. But you can't say that each person did something which is a mitzvah because he didn't perform a full mitzvah. Therefore, you should leave the mila to one mail, and it shouldn't be done by two mailim together. Like we just said, a cholish yesh v'sakon, and not that a Hatzolah member doesn't have to think twice. I mean, what he's doing is a mitzvah g'dayla ad ma'oid, but as far as the Shabbos is concerned, the Shabbos was niskal. And that's why there's a din of ribu shiurim. Ribu shiurim means, it comes up from Beitza, in Gittin, in Shabbos. Ribu shiurim means, let's say, something had to be done, a pot of water had to be heated up in order to serve a cholish yesh v'sakon. You do it on Shabbos, without thinking twice. But if more water was added to the pot, then it's an iser. Why? Because the act of cooking for a chodesh yesh b'sakonis is certainly chil Shabbos. It's chil Shabbos that's a mitzvah for the person who's doing it to do. It says you give to gedolim to not ksan. It's not aveir b'diavid. It's a mitzvah gomer for the person who's doing it to do. But lamaisa, it is chil Shabbos. Therefore, if one adds an amount of water, the act that he's doing is chil Shabbos, which does not have a mitzvah, does not have a hetter. So therefore, it would be otter. The machlokes sushani, whether that is of ribu shurim is deraisa, the rabbonon, machlokes in gittin, machlokes in beitza, it's based on a sugya menachas, but the essential idea that adding to the water that's being cooked, anyways, for chodesh yesh v'sakon is an issur Shabbos, maybe even a deraisa, is because there's no, we don't say that serving a chodesh yesh v'sakon is not a mice of chodesh Shabbos at all. It's a chodesh Shabbos. It's a chil Shabbos, which is a mitzvah too. Mutav shichal Shabbos alakus. The Rebbe Shem wants us to be mechal in one Shabbos in order to save a person's life, but it is chil Shabbos. Mashenkin a carbon is hutra. You can bring as many carbonos as you want. There's no issur ribui shiurim. Why? Because bringing a carbon on Shabbos, a carbon that's supposed to be brought on Shabbos, is the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's what Shabbos wants from us. The mila, that's what the Rebbe Shem wants. The Torah wants that mila to be performed on the eighth day. That's not a tchuya, that's a hutra. If it's hutra, there's no mitzvah to be memayit in the amount that has to be performed. You can do as much as you want. All of it is bechlal what the mitzvah sayyim is. The mitzvah sayyim is to bring that carbon, is to do that milah, so therefore one doesn't have to be memayit.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.